A seed was buried. Do you ever wonder what we will look like in heaven? I read a pastor's comment about caring for your body now, because in his opinion, the same body will be raised. You truly should take good care of your human body. Remember, the spirit lives in that body with you. However, Paul explains very clearly what will become of our bodies. Someone will ask, in what manner are the dead raised? Stupid! When you sow a seed, it doesn't come alive unless it first dies. Also, what you sow is not the body that will be. Not all living matter is the same living matter. On the contrary, there is one kind for human beings, another kind of living matter for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. Further, there are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the beauty of heavenly bodies is one thing, while the beauty of earthly bodies is something else. The sun has one kind of beauty, the moon another, the stars yet another. Indeed, each star has its own individual kind of beauty. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 25 through 41. Does that pique your interest about heavenly matters? If it is only for this life that we have put our hope in the Messiah, we are more pitiable than anyone. 1 Corinthians 15, 19. Can you imagine yourself as a growing, maturing seed that is not yet planted? When the body is sown, it decays. When it is raised, it cannot decay. When sown, it is without dignity. When raised, it will be beautiful. When sown, it is weak. When raised, it is strong. When sown, it is an ordinary human body. When raised, it will be a body controlled by the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 15, 43 through 44. Are you stuck worrying your way through your seed stage of life? Or does your freedom through Christ allow you to imagine who you will be in the kingdom where the Spirit is always in control? If this encourages you, please share.